Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. After Tuesday night's pitcher's duel, last night's game between the South Bend Cubs and Wisconsin Timber Rattlers was anything but. The game saw 26 hits and 22 runs scored, but South Bend was on the losing end by a score of 14-8. South Bend hopes to get in the win column for the first time at home tonight at 7:05. Pregame starts at 6:45 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Dylan Cease pitched six strong innings, and Jerickson Profar had a go-ahead double and a two-run homer among his three hits for the San Diego Padres, who beat the Chicago Cubs 10-2 to take 2-3 in the series. Chicago has an off day before taking on Seattle tomorrow night in the Pacific Northwest. Bo Naylor and Josh Naylor delivered RBI hits in the 10th inning after the brothers connected for home runs earlier as the Cleveland Guardians rallied for a 7-6 win over the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox fall to 2-10 amid a rash of major injuries. They return home to the South Side to take on the Reds tomorrow night. White Sox third baseman Yoan Moncada will miss the next 3 to 6 months after suffering a left adductor strain. Moncada was added to the 15-day injured list while outfielder Oscar Colas was recalled from AAA Charlotte to take his spot on the roster. Moncada injured himself running to first base during Tuesday's victory against the Cleveland Guardians. Moncada joins outfielder Luis Robert Jr. and designated hitter Eloy Jimenez on the injured list. The trio has been oft injured during their tenure with the White Sox, with Moncada also missing time last season while nursing a back injury. Jimenez could return this weekend for the White Sox. Robert's return is still undetermined. According to law enforcement officials with direct knowledge of the case, federal agents have come to the conclusion that Shohei Ohtani was not involved in the gambling scheme. Instead, Ohtani's being called a victim of fraud. The feds now reportedly believe that Ohtani's interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, was lying about what really happened and had embezzled from one of Ohtani's accounts without the pitcher's knowledge. Mizuhara could possibly be charged any day now. Ohtani has been cleared of any wrongdoing or involvement. Notre Dame graduate senior center Nat Marshall has decided to enter the transfer portal. Marshall announced her decision on her Instagram page yesterday, saying, quote, "It's time for me to move on from Notre Dame," unquote. She has 1 year of eligibility left. Over her four-year Notre Dame career, Marshall averaged 4.1 points per game and 2.7 rebounds per game. Marshall is the second Notre Dame player to enter the transfer portal this week, joining rising junior guard K.K. Bransford. John Calipari told a raucous crowd he's excited to lead Arkansas, while Razorbacks fans cheered for him during his official introduction in Fayetteville yesterday. Calipari, the former Kentucky head coach, said it was difficult to leave Lexington, but he believes Arkansas, which reached the Elite Eight twice and the Sweet 16 under former head coach Eric Musselman, is positioned to compete with the Blue Bloods.
Kentucky's the bluest of blue. There's only a few schools like that, and I hate to tell you, Arkansas is one of them. It is.
As Calipari discussed the pros of his move, he also alluded to the difference between leaving a job now and leaving a job before name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal reshaped college sports. The second game of the 2024 NFL season will officially be an international affair as the league makes its debut in South America. On Friday, September 6th, the day after the league's opener, the Green Bay Packers will be taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Eagles have already been announced as the home team for the game, which will be played at Corinthians Stadium, which has a capacity of just over 47,000 and is the 14th largest stadium in the country. The NFL has also previously announced that this game will be a Peacock streaming exclusive. Dallas police have issued arrest warrants for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashi Rice. He faces 8 charges, including aggravated assault, after he and another speeding driver of a sports car caused a chain reaction crash on March 31st. Arrest warrants for the same charges were also issued for Theodore Knox, who was driving the other speeding sports car. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said yesterday afternoon that Toronto Raptors forward Jonte Porter, who's under investigation by the league following multiple instances of betting irregularities over the past several months, could be banned permanently if what he's accused of is true, calling it a cardinal sin.
The ultimate extreme option I have is, you know, to ban him from the game. I mean, that's the level of authority I have here, because there's nothing more serious, I think, in, you know, around this league when it comes to you know, gambling and betting on our games, and that is a direct player involvement.
Suspicions arose from prop bets involving Porter for games on January 26th and March 20th. Porter prop bets from those dates wound up being the biggest moneymakers for each of them, according to DraftKings Sportsbook. Jordan Crewe scored twice, Robert Thomas had a goal and an assist, and the St. Louis Blues beat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-2. Notre Dame product and South Bend native Landon Slaggart scored his first NHL goal for the Blackhawks. As the Masters tees off this morning, the world's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler, probably has something else on his mind. Scheffler's wife is pregnant and could end up giving birth at some point between now and 3 weeks from now. Here he is on SportsCenter yesterday.
17th hole Sunday, all square, John Rahm, tied 17th hole. You get the call about Meredith. Still walking?
Well, we'll see if Meredith would call me. If she calls me on 17, then I'm out. Because I know if she calls me that it's time. I better get home.
Scheffler is the odds-on favorite to win the Masters with plus 415 odds.
Cloudy skies with rain showers today. The rain will be heavy at times with a few thunderstorms and a high of 52. A meteorologist, Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.